Thank you, Sarah Lasher.
Our final news stories include a disabled man is banned from UEA campus and a triple jumper is set to leap across the pond. But first, police warn of a robber on a bike targeting the elderly.
A despicable criminal who has been snatching bags from elderly people in Norwich while riding a bicycle has struck five more times. The man has been preying on vulnerable people, with one of his victims in her 90s and the others in their 70s and 80s. And detectives who have linked the new crimes to four previous ones warned people, especially the elderly, to be on their guard. The robber was white, in his 20s, and was riding a bike. Detective Constable Emma Gray of Norwich CID said, "These are despicable crimes committed by an individual targeting the most vulnerable. I would encourage people, especially elderly residents, to be vigilant and report any suspicious behaviour to police."
A former care home is to be turned into accommodation for nearly 70 students. The conversion of what used to be Summerlee Care Home off Unthank Road in Norwich was agreed by city councillors. The current layout of the former care home will be largely unchanged, with clusters of student bedrooms, sharing kitchens and communal rooms. The accommodation will be car-free, apart from a pair of spaces for staff based in the building. There will be space to store 40 bicycles.
A couple who tied the knot in the same year as the Queen and Prince Philip have been given a one-of-a-kind medal as part of the royal wedding anniversary celebrations. The couple, who now live in Tungate Crescent, Cringleford, fell in love and wed in April 1947, the same year as the Queen and Prince Philip, who will celebrate their 70th wedding anniversary on November the 20th. The pair was presented with a unique medal featuring a picture of them on their wedding day.
While many sixth formers are deciding between universities in places such as Preston and Plymouth, one Norwich teenager is taking a bigger step and hop and jump. Wesley Matuska-Williams has landed a place at Pennsylvania State University in the United States, thanks in no small part to his triple jump talents. The 17-year-old Notre Dame High School student has been jumping for Norfolk and has competed for Team GB. He signed his contract with the university. His family came from all areas of the UK to see him. History teacher Christopher Daniels said, "We knew that by going to an American university, it would improve the chances of Wesley getting into an athletic squad." Wesley received support from Right Track Sports Consultancy, a team dedicated to guiding student athletes through the American university process.
Norwich University of the Arts was crowned the UK's best educational institution in 2017 in the Independent Game Developers Association's ceremony. Now in their fifth year, the awards honour the best games, businesses and practitioners in the UK gaming sector. NUA was one of eight universities in the running for the Best Institution Award and was chosen as winner at a ceremony in London earlier this month.
A trusted bookkeeper who systematically stole about £145,000 from a popular sewing and craft shop based at Taverham Nursery and Country Shopping Centre has been jailed for 2 years. Samantha Harris, 42, was treated as a friend by company director of So Simple, Sally Dye, but Norwich Crown Court heard how she and her colleagues were left shocked and upset to discover Harris was stealing from the business over a seven-year period. Harris of Eastgate Corston admitted stealing £125,000 to £145,000 between June 2010 and June 2017 from So Simple Norfolk Limited. Martin Ivory, prosecuting, said Harris stole the cash from the business and covered her tracks using company vouchers. He said when Harris was confronted about the thefts, she admitted what she had done. Jailing her, Judge Maureen Bacon said she was in a position of trust when she stole from the business. A confiscation hearing to try to regain some of the money will be held in February next year.
A traditional taste of the Orient came to Norwich as dragon and lion dancing were introduced to pupils at a city school. A delegation, which included professional instructors and coaches from the Sports University of Beijing, descended on the Norwich school to introduce dragon and lion dancing, roly ball and health oigan to Norfolk. The project was aimed at broadening the view of Chinese culture and traditional sports for people in Norfolk.
A disabled man has been banned from the University of East Anglia, UEA, after his dog killed a squirrel in front of horrified students. Gary Vickery from Roe Drive in Norwich said he felt victimised by the university, as he was unable to stop his dog Monty from attacking the animal. The 47-year-old said he was then verbally abused by three female students who witnessed the incident. When he reported it to campus security, he claimed he was ordered to leave the area and was banned from returning. Mr. Vickery, who is disabled due to being crushed by a 4-ton road roller in 2011, said, "I believe I'm being treated unfairly. I would never allow my dog to kill a rabbit or squirrel, but if one runs into his path, there is nothing I can do."
Watchdogs will return to inspect the service which looks after Norfolk's most vulnerable children. Ofsted judged Norfolk County Council's Children's Services Department as inadequate in 2013 and again in 2015. So the council will want to demonstrate improvements have been made. Bosses in Norfolk say considerable progress has been made since their last inspection and point to monitoring reports which describe a much greater sense of urgency, better performance management, and a leadership team which was driving change.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features are taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. When you have finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor this week was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. That's all from Chatterbox this week. So from me, Jane, goodbye.
And from me, Robin, goodbye.